It's a Tuesday. What do? We do the Dial-A-Doc program at this time. Well, actually, usually it's earlier than this, but we do Dial-A-Doc, FHN infection preventionist with us now. Margie Kochmeyer back with us. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. It's been a while since we've talked about COVID and the pandemic. Tell us what the important things we should know about COVID-19 right now here in the region.
We're still seeing positives due to the strain still mutating or changing. Because mask mandates have eased up a little bit, this might make people think that COVID isn't a concern, but it is still a concern. The strains circulating are more transmissible. We still have people being hospitalized with COVID, and people can be infected more than once.
Tell us about the positivity rates, and I guess even more importantly, what about the hospitalizations? Tell us about that.
Well, when we talk about the positivity rates and hospitalization, that information comes from the CDC. It includes hospital admissions for COVID per 100,000 population, the percent of inpatient beds occupied by COVID patients, total new COVID-19 cases per 100,000. So we look at this data, and then we can expect what we could see in a strain for our healthcare system. As of the last week of July, Stevenson County is still at a high community level. Cook County's high, Monroe County's medium. As far as positivity rates, FHN saw an increase the week following July 4th. It has kind of been wavering up and down. As of today, we have 11 hospitalized with 13.8% positivity.
What about the virus variants? You know, we hear about this, B5 or whatever it is in terms of Omicron, and give us an indication of how it's impacting us when we do catch it.
So B5 right now, that is the one that's about 80% of what we're seeing. We have several circulating strains, BA2, BA4, 5. This is probably the reason why some people are getting it more than once, because of the variants that are out there. People should still continue to take precautions because they are susceptible to the other strains, so know that they can get it more than once. We're seeing these strains being transmitted more easily, but not seeing the severity and illness in those that are vaccinated.
What about, we're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, FHN infection preventionist from FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, sponsored by and brought to you today by FHN. Margie, is there anything new that we should know about to try to avoid the virus and stay healthy?
Well, you know, the things that we have talked about before, getting the vaccinations and the boosters, avoiding poorly ventilated spaces and crowds. There's home testing that you can do to identify if you have the virus early to prevent the spread to others. And you want to wait about 3 to 4 days before you test. There are people that are due to health reasons that need to wear masks. So we need to be respectful of them when we see them. Know, though, that when you come to a healthcare organization such as FHN, you will be required to wear a mask because we need to protect our patients and our staff.
You know, I'm a little bit surprised by the, the lack of take-up rate that people have. You know, they've got, people have gotten the original vaccination, either the one or the two. But in terms of the boosters, people are not getting the boosters like I thought maybe they would be getting the boosters.
No, the booster rate is down. The question that we're getting right now is people are saying if there is a new, the new variants will go into the boosters at the end of the year, should I take my fourth shot right now or their second booster? Yes, absolutely, because we're being told that it will be sometime at the end of the year. If it's later than that, they're going to be left unprotected. So we want them to take those boosters because they're showing to really reduce the illness.
Tell us, as long as you're on that subject, tell us about the potential new vaccines on the horizon.
So the new vaccine is the Novavax. It should be available soon. It's going to be a two-dose series for ages 18 and older. It is FDA approved. It is a protein vaccine rather than an mRNA that was used in Moderna or Pfizer. It was found to be 90% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID. So the protein vaccines, this includes only a part of the virus that best stimulates the immune system. When the body recognizes these proteins, it creates antibodies. With the mRNA messenger vaccines, they gave our body instructions to make that protein. So that's going to be the difference in this one.
All right. So you say, and I'm going to joke here, and I shouldn't probably joke, but this one doesn't have the computer chip in it? Is that what you're telling me?
None of them do.
I know. Okay. All right. I do. All right. Now, tell us about kids going back to school. What is your advice to parents to keep children healthy?
Stay up to date on the vaccines to prevent illness and severe disease. Children 6 months and up can get vaccinated for COVID. At Burchard Hills Family Health Center, we have them available in the pediatric department. You can go to our website. We have a listing of dates that vaccines are being given at family health care centers, fourth Monday of each month from 2 to 4:30. Local pharmacies can provide vaccines. Stay home when you're sick. Hand wash, hand sanitize. Schools that are seeing high levels once the kids get back to school might have to make modifications in their practices. So they're going to need the support from parents when they need to make those changes.
What are you seeing in terms of the take-up rate on children? And I think it's my understanding is it's surprisingly low as far as in my thought process on this, age 5 and above, and then it's even lower in age 5 and below, right?
It is surprisingly low, and I don't know if it's because children are not getting as sick, so people are not as worried, I'm not really sure why, but we want to protect those little ones, too.
What about, did I hear that maybe there might be a B5-specific booster coming out in, what, mid-November or at the end of this year? Are you seeing anything on that?
I have, and they're talking about B4 and B5 being covered in that one.
What if someone should come down with COVID-19? What should they do, and are there any treatments once you get it available?
If you have mild illness, people can recover at home and treat symptoms with over-the-counter medications like Tylenol or ibuprofen. Stay home when you're sick. This varies from 5 to 10 days. So 5 days away from people. If you go back to work on day 6, you need to continue to wear a mask until day 10. Seek care from your provider as you need to for symptoms that you're concerned about. There are antiviral treatments that can be taken by mouth and have to be prescribed by your doctor and started several days after the illness. If you need to be hospitalized, we have IV medications that can be given, antivirals, monoclonal antibodies, but know that your provider is going to make the best decision for you because he or she knows you best.
What about this rebound? We saw apparently Dr. Fauci had a rebound, and we know now that President Biden had a rebound. What about that?
They're seeing a rebound with the Paxlovid. So I've been reading about this for quite some time. So they are given the Paxlovid, and they test negative, and then several weeks later, they are testing positive again. I think there's more that is being looked at into that. So,
And I think the other thing, there's a confusion out there about people that, who haven't got the vaccine, who are the anti-vaxxers, and then say, about people who have taken the vaccine and the boosters and they still get COVID-19.
Yes.
They say, hey, it didn't work. But there is some protection of that the vaccine actually provides once you get COVID-19. Is that right?
That's correct. So as somebody who has actually helped take care of severely ill COVID patients, I can tell you that from what I'm seeing, the vaccine prevented severe disease in many people.
And
not so much in people not vaccinated.
Well, and that's, I don't see where these numbers are, and that's where I think it would help, is the number of people, the percentage of people that are severely ill that just have not taken the vaccine. I don't see any numbers that are being released on that, but I think that would be helpful to then convince the people who are not getting the vaccine that maybe they should get it.
And I think there might be more to come. The problem is going to be that information will be coming out later once they've learned from the people who haven't taken it, unfortunately.
Got it. All right. Sounds good. What about the mortality rate, the death rate? Do we know where that is? That has been coming down, hasn't it?
It has been coming down with the last variant strains that are out. Mortality has been down. But then you have to remember this, too. We are not seeing the numbers like we were before, and some of it might be because people are home testing and we're not getting those positive numbers reported. So don't be fooled by that. So just really take care, take the precautions that we're giving you, and stay as protected as possible.
Yeah, and I guess that's the other thing, is that I do, you know, the last 10 cases that I know personally of people around me, I haven't gotten it yet, but that people have gotten COVID, of the 10 people that I know, zero have actually reported that they've done it all by home testing and then just handled it at home without reporting into any medical facility because they've had mild cases.
Right, and this leads people to believe that it's not quite as bad as what we thought it was, so the numbers could be kind of skewed that way. Also, we're seeing long COVID, so people could be coming in with symptoms that are related to COVID, but they may be dying from other causes.
Got it. Okay, any good sources of information out there that we can take a look at?
Always. The CDC, .gov, the Illinois Department of Public Health will give you information, but it's based on the CDC. And then FHN.org is your resource that gives our community information that helps keep them healthy.
All right. I know you got to run. Thanks a lot for hanging in there with me this morning. It's great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Margie Kochmeyer, FHN Infection Preventionist. On the FHN Dial-A-Doc program this morning, the preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.